seven parak kavayim mishnah ches. Also, it's nokuv mekadosh v'kerem. She'enu nokuv enu mekadosh. Also, it's nokuv is a flower pot that has a hole in it. As far as all the halachas is considered part of the ground, and therefore, if you planted something grain in a flower pot near a vineyard, it will aser everything. If the flower pot does not have a hole in it, it's not considered growing in the land, and therefore it's just in a flower pot. It's not, there's no kilayim, and it's not after the grapes or itself. So Shimon says in both cases it's also, so he's machmir in respect to the Eino Nokov that it is also, but he's mekil in respect to the Nokov, so even though it has a hole in it, and by all the halachas we treat it as part of the karka, he also in respect to kilayim has to use the stada itself and not the even something that's connect mechubad to the stada. We do not pass like him, we pass that a flapper that has a hole in it is considered mechubad lakarka, and therefore if it's kelayim, it's a grapevine and vegetables and a flower part next to it, they would become osir. Hamar osir is nokim bakarim, this is going to the chachom and the chokim, and Rabbi Shimon. He's walking with a flapper with a hole in it in a vineyard, so since he's walking within the vineyard, it's considered connected to the ground. And in Hoytiv Masayim also, it grew, if there's a vegetable and this thing grew 1/200 more, it'll become Asa, because the halacha is that Kilayim is bottle to 200 times that amount. So if it grew only a drop, which is less than 1/200, then whatever grew will be bottle in the rest of the pre-existing vegetable that he's carrying. So once it grew 1/200 more, then we have enough of new Kilayim vegetable mixed into the vegetable, and the whole thing becomes awesome.